On July 24, 2015, at around 2 o'clock in the morning, Reuben Ebron called 911, claiming someone had stolen his car with a young boy inside. An investigation into the stolen car would lead police to believe that Reuben was lying. The missing child was the son of 26-year-old Lana Barton. Lana and Reuben lived together, and Reuben would watch her children while she went to work at a local gentleman's club. Reuben was a drug dealer, which is how he had met Lana. Lana was addicted to hard drugs, so it wasn't unusual for the couple to be driving around after midnight and sleeping in well past noon the following day. The police eventually found Reuben's car, but the child was no longer inside. Both Lana and Reuben were interviewed, and they gave their official statements. Reuben claimed that he left the child inside his car while he was doing laundry, and when he came back, the car was gone. Lana had been at work when she received the call from Reuben. A couple days into the search for the missing child, police were made aware of some interesting information. They believe that Lana had told them several lies, so they brought her in for interrogation.
You know who I am, right? Okay. I know this is hard. Just before we start, okay, we just have to go over some paperwork. We need to clear some things up.
Okay, well, let's get to clearing.
All right. First of all, I want to go over your timeline.
Okay.
Okay, I want to start with when you got up Thursday. All right, what time do you remember Thursday? This is July 23rd on a Thursday.
The detectives asked Lana to repeat the events leading up to the stolen car. Lana claimed that she spent the day with her children until Reuben dropped her off at work. Reuben then took her children back home to get them ready for bed. Lana's shift ended at 2 a.m., but instead of Reuben picking her up like he usually did, she got a ride from a coworker instead. On her way home, Lana stops to pick up some drugs. A police officer sees her and asks her if she has seen an orange Honda Civic that contains a missing child. Lana tells the officer that no, she hasn't, even though she knows that Reuben drives an orange Civic and the child is most likely hers.
So the officer telling you this information is the first you're hearing it?
Yes.
So you're there to just collect the $20?
Yes.
And you get locked in?
Yeah, and he was looking for the orange Civic, and in the process of looking for the vehicle, you know, he had blocked us in.
So you're basically lying to him because you want to find out if it's for real?
Yeah, basically.
Like you thought the officer was bullshitting you?
No, I didn't think the officer was bullshitting me. Okay. I just felt like, what the f*** is going on? Let me get home and find out what the hell's going on, and then I can answer anybody's questions that needs me to. Okay. But at that point in time, I just wanted to get there and, you know, talk to Reuben too and, you know, ask him what the hell happened, what's going on. Okay. So
he followed you around? Christina's, mm-hmm. Christina's car she drove around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you
and
get
he
back
followed
us
straight to the apartments after that.
All right.
I was talking to Reuben, asking him, you know, what happened, and he told me that that he ran upstairs, and at first he told me to lock the doors, and then he came back downstairs, and the car was gone, and told me it was trying to see which way it had went while, you know, he was calling 911. Or come back to the house and call 911. And he told me that he was kidnapped, that he was sorry for leaving the car running with, you know, unlocked, that he shouldn't have left the baby in there. It was very convincing that the car had gotten stolen with the baby in it.
Well, but it's unusual that even he would leave the car running with kids.
With the kids in it, yeah.
So that's... I mean, you say it's pretty convincing. I don't know how convincing that is.
Well, I mean, I was just saying the way he was acting with the, you know, the
sure.
whole situation, you know, that's what I believed at the time.
Okay.
Until, you know, certain points and details were, facts were pointed out that obviously
right.
that's not true.
Now, your conversations with him are critical.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know to the best of your ability what was said, because we got some information.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You understand you have to be honest.
I am being honest.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not gonna do that business we did
no,
the other day.
Absolutely not.
I mean, neither one of us want to yell or anything like that. But we have some information.
Okay.
And we need you to help corroborate our information.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not for me to talk, it's for you to tell me some things that you may not have told me. About your conversations.
About mine and his conversations?
Mm-hmm.
Was that he told me that he went upstairs to get some coke to serve Lupita, that Lupita had called. Told me he was meeting her he was supposed to meet her on the way to pick me up from work.
Okay, so you knew that he would do drug sales?
Yeah, okay. Sometimes.
And sometimes that included with your children present?
Well, no, I told him not to have anyone up there at the house like that, not to do that around my kids. If he was going to do it, to keep it, you know, away from the house, away from the kids. So, wasn't supposed to be doing it in front of him.
Okay. But, so what do you remember more of the conversation? I'm sorry, I'm going to give you the starting point with I'm sorry. I'm almost sure there's more that he told you besides I'm sorry.
No, he told me that he was sorry about everything happening like this, and I'm telling him what happened. And yeah, so what happened? He just told me that it was so stupid. I'm sorry, you know, for leaving the car running. He at the house. He's still telling me that the car got stuck. He don't know how he let this happen. He's sorry. And I have to know that he didn't mean for my baby to get took. That's what he's telling me. And that he loves me. And told me that he was sorry. That was stupid of him. You tell me, but look at all the times we've left the car running.
I remember him saying that, and you're telling me that didn't happen.
What?
He said, look at all the time. Now, he didn't. I remember what you're saying. He didn't just say, because he was trying to convince me that he'd go, we would always, because the car had a bad, you know.
During the earlier part of this interview, Lana claimed that they never left her children in the car by themselves. Yet now the story is changing. Because their vehicle had mechanical issues, Reuben claimed that they often left it running with the children inside.
He said that y'all did that routinely with the kids. He didn't like it, but that's what was done. Do you know that to be true or not true?
What, that he said that?
No, I know he said that, but did he actually do it? I know what he's saying,
no,
but I want to know if he did it.
I leave my kids in the car, and okay. He don't either. We always take them out.
Okay, so when he said that...
That was a lie. We don't never leave them in there with the car running. We don't leave them in there at all. We get out the car and we take them with us.
So what does that mean he's doing?
Lying.
What do you think happened?
What do I think happened?
Right.
I think he wasn't watching him well and something happened to him. And I think maybe he got a hold of something out of his drawer or off the dresser or out of the floor somewhere, you know, or something, and maybe, you know, accidentally overdosed or something like that, and he freaked out and he come up with something quick to, you know, make it look like something else.
The detectives find it strange that as Lana talks about what could have happened to her child, she doesn't shed a tear or show any signs of sadness. They will address the lack of emotions later, but for now, they have reason to believe that Lana knew about the stolen car before she talked to the police.
Hold on, why? She's not leaving bits and pieces out. She's not the one leaving bits and pieces out. She's telling me more than you told me.
Well, I know.
You're leaving bits and pieces out.
No, I'm
not. Now, hold on. Now, you have left bits and pieces out.
I have, but that I did
not
say to her. I did not tell her that. I told her that when I was at...
Brittany has no... Hold on. Tell me why.
I didn't even know that the car was gone then. How am I supposed to tell her that when I didn't know?
Listen to me. When you start talking, that's whenever you start going on...
I'm sorry.
Pass the question... gets me worried.
I'm sorry.
Because this is a repeat of the other night. You did this and you were lying through your teeth.
I'm not lying to you.
Okay, well, Brittany's not lying, I can tell you that. Brittany has no dog in this hunt. You tell me why Brittany will lie on you, first of all. She's driving you to the store.
Maybe she got my time. Her time's messed up from when I talked
to
her.
No. I'm telling you.
Listen.
Don't try and guess. I asked you a question. Why does? First of all, answer me this. Does Brittany have a reason to lie on you? Yes or no? And if you say yes, you tell me yes. I mean, you tell me the reason.
I think that she would lie.
Why?
Why? Because she was scared to death that she said they come and got me a personal vehicle, and I'm not going back down there to talk to them again. And she said she had some drugs on her, whatever. She couldn't afford to be mixed up in this.
Okay, that's still no reason to lie.
Well, whatever.
That's no reason to lie.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this: if Brittany lies in this, guess what happens to Brittany? The only thing Brittany's got to worry about is lying. You agree with that?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was.
Okay, but that's why I'm saying she don't have a reason to lie. It's not her child. She's your friend. Y'all have kids stay together.
Yes, sir.
Okay. She's driving you with her gas money from the other side of town coming to pick y'all up because y'all are friends at work. Mm-hmm. You know? She gives Reuben money to watch her kids while she's working sometimes, and she doesn't have a
regardless
problem.
Regardless of all that, I still didn't tell her that.
I'm just telling you, okay? I have a big issue with that. I have a real big issue with that. I know what happened. I know what happened because she was talked to fresh after this. As soon as we found out through your phone, we talked to her.
You know what else doesn't lie? You know what else doesn't lie? We could argue all day whether she lied or didn't lie. What we do, and that's why these things have to be cleared up, what we do is we do look at records. And there's a timestamp. Well, we have.
Denying that I called her from Wacko's. I did call her, and I asked her for a ride home, but I didn't even know that anything was wrong with it.
Well, you said that. We knew that you had told. I mean, that's all been said. That part has been said.
Yeah.
It's not her leaving out bits and pieces. It's the other way
around. There's nothing to leave out.
I'm telling you, we got some big
issues. When I spoke to her at Wacko's, that is all I knew was that I needed a ride at that point in time. I didn't know that the car was gone. He didn't tell me that. I did not know that until I got to Pine Brook.
You didn't have a call with him?
To Reuben? We're asking for Brittany's number.
Right.
That's it, though. He didn't...
Hold on. That's where I got the problem.
He didn't tell me over the phone that anything...
Listen, you are way too smart to have this man go out of his routine... out of the blue for no reason.
Yeah, I felt something.
Hold on. Let me make myself. You just said it. You felt something was wrong. You're way too strong of a woman to even just in passing ask what's up. Whether it's, you know, your car is fucking up or something, you're going to ask. I know this from being around you already.
You didn't tell me.
Well, that's why I'm telling you, Brittany knows that because Brittany told us fresh out the chute because she didn't know what was going on. And she just said it by saying, yeah, she told me, she said, her old man told her that the car got stolen. She needed me to get her ride home. I told her I was somewhere else.
That is not what happened.
Where was she at?
Off of Atlantic. Okay, but I still didn't.
And it was
going to
be a few minutes, right?
There's a text message that says it.
Yeah, that text message came from, I was already
sure about that.
Yeah.
The time suggests differently.
Yeah. And you know what? Listen, here's the thing. Listen.
I don't remember telling her that. I really don't remember.
Well, because you don't, see, that's where I know you're wrong, because if you didn't remember that, you wouldn't have jumped my shit for saying it. No, you jumped her shit by saying, she's lying. She'd just tell you bits and pieces. No, she's not. I'm telling you. See, if you don't remember it and I bring that to you, that's probably true.
Okay, well, I don't...
Listen, that's probably true.
Okay.
Don't jump my shit and her shit because now you're saying you don't even remember. I'm telling you right now, there's a text message when you're at Wacko's that has this.
Okay.
So that means you knew.
You told her.
What are you trying to say?
No.
Okay.
So you know that's true. I'm telling you right now, that's true. You better figure it out. Okay?
Okay.
Think for a minute.
I'm thinking. I really am thinking.
The text message is there because I know what time he called you. I know what time the 911 call was. I know where you're at. I know where he's at. I know about the stop. And what bothers me big time, hold on, what bothers me big time is you gotta look at me. I'm going to stay calm as I can. This thing's getting done tonight. It is getting done tonight with you. You got knowledge that something happened. Don't
protect
do that.
Him.
Please don't do that.
Don't protect this man. Don't go down with the ship.
One thing I can tell you, his phone recordings and everything like that help us, and it paints a picture when we finally get all these phone records back.
We hadn't been sitting on our ass for 4 days.
You know that.
And here's the thing.
I know you guys haven't.
I don't care.
I'm trying to do everything. No, you're not.
Listen. I'm going to try to say this as easy as I can. Okay. You are going to get your dumb ass in a lot of trouble over. I'm going to protect my man. I'm going to have my man's back. That's what you're telling people. I'm going to have my man's back. You can't listen. Who cares if you said it or not? But here's what I see about you. I see you. My child is missing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a rat's. Who's got to go to jail? Somebody better go to jail. And you know what? You know what? Here's the thing. We haven't been sitting around for 4 days for nothing. So I can tell you what you've done when. Right now, what you don't understand is everybody you talk to comes and tells us.
Okay.
And everybody that you've been around comes and tells us.
Okay.
So to sit and tell people that you're going to have his back, it kind of makes me a little sick.
I didn't say I had his back.
No, you had his back when you came in here that night. We're hopefully past that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
If you came in and sat down in his lap, did you come and sit down with him?
I did.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
I'm going to tell you something.
I love this man to death, but if he hurts my child, I'm f***ing going to wring his goddamn neck and kill him.
That's no accident. That's no accident. I can tell you this, the thing everybody knows, and even you're street smart enough to know, that fucking stolen car is bullshit. We know
I've
that's bullshit.
I've told you that.
I know.
I
we know that's bullshit.
That.
We know that's bullshit.
I do.
And you know it's bullshit because there is more that you have to
Let
tell
me ask
us.
You this. What are you doing at Super 8 Hotel?
What am I doing there? Staying there.
Where are your kids at?
Where are my kids at? They're with my mom's. I mean, I'm
Why?
Staying at my mom's tonight.
Why? Now you're staying at Super 8 Hotel. Why? Why aren't you with your kids and holding on to them?
Honestly, because me and my mom are close, but me and her, after a few minutes together,
why aren't you with you?
Why with me? Because Miss Donna said that she's fine right there. She has to stay the night at my mom's.
Miss Donna's not your baby's mama.
I know, but she said that they need to
And
stay
why? If it's not a good idea, if it's not a good idea that she don't go to Super 8, guess who also shouldn't be going to Super 8?
Oh, she can go there. But Donna said that she needs to be there.
I don't care who said what. Sleep. If that's my child, I want to be with my child.
Your child, your son is missing.
I know, and that's why
Your other one should be with you. What are you doing tonight? Are you doing anything tonight?
Actually, I was on my way to the visual that was being held in McLean, and I was going back out to my mom's to stay.
And what else were you planning tonight?
That's it.
Mm. You sure?
Yeah, I'm
you
sure.
You can't even tell the truth about that, can you?
What are you talking about? That is what I have planned for tonight.
Are you supposed to be working tonight?
No, I'm not working.
You sure about that?
I'm positive. 150% positive I'm not working.
Alright.
I was going right back to my mom's after the vigil. And that's where I was staying. You can call her and ask her. That's where I was staying at tonight, was with them.
I was at the vigil.
The one in McClenney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. When Miss Donna called me, she told me to come here. I told her I hadn't gotten there yet.
I know.
We were making the
You weren't going to make it on time.
Why wouldn't I?
You wasn't. But,
I was on my way there before I came here. Yes, I was.
You weren't going to make it. You weren't going to make it.
Why wasn't I going to make it? I was making a poster and
Hold on. Do not get that attitude with
me
today.
Well, I'm sorry, but that was
Hold on. I'm telling you right now. Look.
That was offensive?
Let me tell you something.
Your baby's fucking dead and that was offensive?
Let me tell you something, okay? This is done tonight.
I know,
you know
that.
This is the fucking tip of the iceberg.
I know.
For you. This is the tip of the iceberg for you. Where was that blanket at when you left?
At home.
Where at home?
I don't know. I guess
when
in the
last
room.
Time you saw that
in
blanket?
The room.
Right.
Okay.
It's closing in.
What?
You're going to find out where that blanket was.
Where?
No, I'm sorry. I don't even have to tell you that. We know who that blanket was with. But you need to get on board.
The detectives decide to turn up the heat and show Lana how bad of a mother she really is. They bring up an incident that had occurred earlier that week. Lana claims that her son had been playing when he received an injury to the back of the head. The detectives point out that Lana didn't take him to the hospital immediately after she found out.
I got there and I told him, well, I'll have it checked out.
Very next question. We're on the same page. How do you bruise the back of your ear?
Behind your fucking ear.
I don't know.
You're stupid.
I'm not fucking stupid. Oh, I'm being honest with you.
You're trying.
I come home and the bruise was already there.
When,
I asked
when
him where.
When did you see it?
Like Tuesday? Or what? Like Tuesday, I noticed it, and he asked him what it was from. I said, "How did this happen?" And he told me, "I don't."
And that was okay for you?
No, I told him I'll take him to the doctor.
Oh, really? I don't know how you just hurt my kid, but you can stay around and we can.
He said he didn't. He
get the fuck out of here with that.
That's really wrong.
He didn't tell me that he did anything to him.
He didn't have to. Did you fucking think the thing jumped out of the goddamn sky?
No, but my baby also is. I mean, he's a baby.
He's throwing up
behind his ear.
He enters his head.
No, but I didn't.
He unknowingly, out of the blue, has a head injury. That's a head injury, is it not?
Yeah.
Right here. I'm talking about right here.
Okay.
Okay.
My mom was there Wednesday. She seen it too. She said take him to the doctor on Friday.
Your son's throwing up. Your son, at one point, not only threw up while he was throwing up, what else did he do at the same time?
He shit himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was sick. I was taking him to the doctor.
That's not something you wait for.
Okay, Hold on.
And this is not your first child.
No, it's not.
First child. If your kid starts throwing up and shitting, and you have an unknown injury, that's not what you schedule. You're not going to convince me of that. And I know, hold on, I know that all this is part of it. Okay? Your son wasn't happy. Your son wasn't wanting to eat. Your son wasn't wanting all this because when you have a basal skull fracture, you don't eat. You can't eat. You can't drink. You throw up. You can't have diarrhea.
And the bruise back here is critical.
When you're fussy, you don't want it. I'm just telling you, you're failing as a mom if you're trying to convince me to believe this. But I'm just telling you. I'm telling you where you're way off. And this has come more to fruition. I thought the other day we were done talking to you.
I did too. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you can't tell me something more that you know, this is going to be tough, just like the other day, because like the other day, when you lied to me.
And I told you I won't lie to you again.
Well, I'm telling you.
And I'm not lying.
Let's first of all, Detective Simpson knows that. She has the same definition I have as a lie. Okay. What are two ways to lie? Not telling the truth and what? Forgetting.
Leaving stuff out.
Right. Omission.
You've lied to me again.
How?
You omitted things to me. I told you I didn't want to go down this road again, and I told you what the deal was.
And I'm telling you.
And I'm telling you right now. Look at me. Do you see doubt in my eyes?
Or mine.
Okay.
No.
Did you kill your son?
No, I
didn't. Okay, all right.
Then anything beyond that, don't worry about it.
Right.
I'm not.
You are.
Listen to me.
I don't have anything to worry about. I'm told him
right
everything
here, right
that
here.
I've done.
Now, hold on. Now, wait, you have it. Did you kill your son?
No.
You calmly answer me that. I believe that. Okay? Something happened to your son.
Obviously.
Not beyond starting Thursday and what you told me. I need you to tell me what Reuben told you. Because I know there's a conversation more than goes beyond I'm sorry.
Now you told me not to believe nothing that y'all said. That's what he told me, but obviously you see I'm not listening to that. I believe you guys.
And there's more.
At this point, the detectives believe that Reuben did something with the child and he told Lana, or that Lana and Reuben were in on it together. By telling Lana that they believe she is innocent, they are hoping that she will tell on Reuben, even if she did have a part in the crime.
There's not more. He didn't tell me what happened to my baby. He didn't tell me that he hurt my baby. He told me he didn't hurt my baby. Is exactly what he told me. He told me he did not hurt my baby. Do I believe him? No, I mean...
Well, you're struggling to say that.
Well, I don't believe him. I mean, there's just no way. At first, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I thought that, you know, this is just some kind of freak. You know, maybe when he says he didn't hurt him, maybe he just means he didn't do it intentionally. whatever. Well, I've
I'm gonna tell you this.
Thought. There's nothing that I've even
there's first
went
of
over
all,
things that him telling me, you know, like even in the past before all this happened, yeah, I've tried to think of anything, any conversations that we've had that might, you know.
Hold on. Let's forget about the past. I need to know the car without a doubt, 100,000%. The car being stolen
That's
is bullshit.
Lie. Yeah.
No physical evidence for anybody in that car but Reuben.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know where that car was parked at?
Mm-hmm.
That car was parked in front of Reuben's cousin's house.
Okay.
You know his cousin over there? Okay. Well, his granny, he's got a cousin right there where that car is parked in front of. That's not a coincidence.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you. I need you to be honest. I'm telling you right now. I'm begging you right now. You've read your rights. When I read your rights and you don't tell me the truth, and I know the truth, this is going to be an even tougher week for you. I'm tired of pulling the truth out of you. I learn something, I talk to you, I get the truth out of you, I let you leave. I hear more lies, I pull you back in here, I get it straight, you jump my shit because I jump your shit, and then you end up what? Admitting you lied to me. We're right back to it. You are never lying to me again. I know the truth. I know you know the truth.
Hold on.
Don't look away from me. Don't stop me. You want to sit here and stick with a story that you don't know what happened? You don't have any idea from Reuben or what happened? Me and you's got serious problems.
Well, he didn't tell me.
You are lying.
I am not lying.
You are lying to me.
I want a polygraph test. I'm not lying.
You're failing it. You can't.
I'm not
you
lying
can't listen.
I do not know what happened to
you. You cannot pass a polygraph test. You know why?
Why?
Because you've lied to me.
I do not.
I can't put you on a polygraph test because you lie to me. I'm telling you right now, you are lying to me right now. It's
I'm
just
not
like
lying
it's
to
like.
Do I need to get a lawyer because I don't?
Do you want a lawyer? Do you
only
want?
If, only
do
if
you
if
want
you
a lawyer?
Then
do you
I'm lying to you about
you
that.
Stop
that's
right
one
now?
Thing I would not
do you
want to lie
stop
about.
Right? Do you want to talk
I
to me?
I would not lie about.
Do you want
that.
A lawyer?
No, I
understand. You just asked for a lawyer. If you tell me you want a lawyer, I'm leaving and this is over.
I don't want a lawyer.
Are you sure?
I'm positive because I don't know what happened to my baby and I don't know where he is and the mother didn't tell me.
Pull your hands away.
What?
Okay, listen.
Listen, we're as upset about this as you are, okay?
Okay, but I can't tell you something that I don't know.
Listen,
he didn't
hold
tell
on, hold
me
on,
what he
hold on, do
my
me,
baby.
Listen,
okay.
Listen to me. I've been here a week now. Look at me. Don't quiver and lead the stage show out of it. You can't shed one damn tear. I haven't seen it. That sorry son of a bitch over there has cried a lot.
I bet I would too if I was sitting in his shoes.
I know. I
and
bet.
Knowing, having
I
guilt
bet if I
knowing
listen
on
to
my
me.
Mind that
listen,
I know where this baby
listen,
is and
listen. I don't
want to
yell
telling.
At you again. Respect this the process.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm straight with you.
I'm being straight.
Hold
with
on.
You.
Nah, hold on. I'm straight with you, but I'm telling you, you're gonna look at me. You're about to see in just a few minutes the worst part of my job. You are about to see the worst part of my job when somebody lies to me.
And the sad part is, neither one of us have any reason to believe that you caused this injury to this baby. Now listen, just listen, okay? Just listen. For one time in your life, listen.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'm listening very clearly.
You listen like it's the most important thing
in your life. It is.
It is not. But spare me the dramatics about wanting to cry because honestly, I'll tell you, like you just said, hold on. If I was in his position, no. If I was in your position, if I'm sitting in this chair from day one, hold on, I would be squalling like a baby.
And I have. That's why my eyes is on the and swole shut. Don't tell me I don't cry for my baby.
You haven't cried for your baby here.
No, not here. Right. In the other room, yes, I did. I bawled my fucking eyes out. I held that Bible. Well, you wasn't here then, were you?
If I was in this seat right now being talked to by the detective, I'd be crying.
What do you want me
And
to
you
do?
Just tried to then.
What do you want me to
I just
do?
Want the truth.
I'm
just want the truth.
I'm giving you the truth.
This,
I don't
hold on, hold on. I'm going to ask you real quick before I'm leaving. This is what you're going to, if you ask me to stay with this story, you're asking me to do my job.
This is not going to go good for you.
It's
and,
not.
And it's, and
I'm telling you that right now.
And all you're doing is you're not thinking straight.
Let me before you think about that, let me add to it, okay? Listen to this. Please listen to this. I'm begging you because I know you know. I'm begging you. I don't want you on the other team, but I'm begging you to listen to me. If an accident happened, that's not a violation of the law. Do you understand that?
I do understand.
Okay. Let it sink in. If an accident happened, it doesn't mean he was murdered. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if he was physically attacked, disciplined, or whatever, that's an issue I have. But I'm trying to push something. If it's an accident, fall down the steps, slip in the tub, something, because he's a kid, I need to know. Because I know that you know. I do. You may not know where he's at, and I can give you that. I know you know. And I know what he told you. And that's where if I can't get you on board, I gotta put you someplace.
Yeah, you're either for us or against us.
I am for you guys, but I mean, y'all are for me.
I'm for you. I want you reunited with your son in some way, but right now you're not letting me do that. You're not letting me do that because you aren't being honest.
He did not tell me something happened to my baby. And that's the honest truth. That's the truth. I can't do no more than the truth, and that is it.
You can tell me that shirt's red all day long. It's blue.
Well, I'm telling you the truth. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know where he is. And he didn't tell me. He did not tell me. And I see this. I know. I'm telling you, I recognize this blanket. That's my baby's blanket.
How do you think we got it? How do you think we got it?
I don't know. I don't know where.
Because we've been doing our job for 4 years.
Okay, and I'm trying to tell you. I'm giving you everything. I've told you.
Listen. Don't go back and try and tell me that you've been great in this. You haven't. You've been
fucking terrible in this.
You still are being terrible in this.
Because I don't know what happened to me.
No, you're being terrible in this because I never seen a mother act like this. I would never see a mother go to hood ghetto ass fucking hotel motel 8 without my kid because either I don't like my mama, I don't get along with her.
The detective mentions that Lana likes to leave her children with her mother and stay at a local hotel. The question is, what is she doing at that hotel? It turns out, during an undercover police operation, an officer disguised as a drug addict recorded Lana in the hotel room using hard drugs.
What did I tell you the other day that you better do whenever your mama speaks?
Listen to her.
Right.
And I am. She
you
told
better
me to
do
stay
whatever
with
she
her
said.
Tonight, and that's what I had
she said what?
Of doing. She told me to come
did
stay
you stay with her
tonight.
Last night?
Did I stay with her last night? No, I didn't.
Did you stay with her the night before?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And where?
Where what?
Where was you?
Right there.
How many days have you stayed at that hotel?
Last night.
Is he the one you were arrested with?
Mm-hmm.
What did the judge tell y'all?
I haven't been before a judge.
No, first appearance?
No.
Did you get arrested for this?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay. Whose drugs were those at the house?
Whose house? My house and McClenny?
The Baker Manor, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Whose drugs were those?
Ruben's. Rubens?
Anybody's but Rubens?
I said they were Rubens.
I'm just making sure.
Okay.
Use?
Does she? Every now and then.
When? She used the last couple days?
No, not that I know of.
So you don't know?
I haven't seen her do it.
So you haven't seen her do it?
I haven't seen her do that at all. No, and I've been with her since she got back.
What day did you go to the Motel 8?
Yesterday.
So you stayed there last night?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to stay there tonight?
No, I'm staying at my mom's.
Okay.
Who paid for the Motel 8?
Alan. She got some money from her friend, Alan.
Who's Alan?
I'm not sure of his last name. It's one of her friends. She works where I worked.
She's supposed to work tonight?
No, she's not. She's actually supposed to stay with me at my mom's.
You are a piece of work. I'm sitting here thinking why your daughter isn't with you. And whatever I hear coming out of your mouth is total crap.
Can you understand what some of our concerns are?
I do see where some of your concerns are.
Lana claims that she did not know about the missing child until after she left work. The detectives interviewed a coworker who told them that Lana had told her that her child had gone missing. Before the interview ends, the detective confronts her with this information.
He told Brittany at the club. Bottom line. Said your car was stolen, and you told her a kid was in there. F***ing kids,
no,
what you said the other night. Yeah,
not
you did.
Not at the club. No, I didn't.
Don't raise your voice to me. I'm telling you, this is stuff.
That's
this
not
is
what
things.
I said.
These are things
I'm not
I have
gonna
no
say
reason
that
to doubt. I have no reason to doubt them. I have reason to doubt you because you lied to me.
You can doubt me right there if you want to, but that I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, so hold on. Let's just say. Let's end this right now, okay? You want to stick with this story, right?
With what story?
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
I don't.
We're done.
Well, I don't know.
We're done.
I can't.
You're making a huge mistake.
What are you saying?
Thank you for your non-help.
What are you talking about?
Let me go do my business.
Can I use the restroom?
Yes, in a minute.
Just give me a minute. I'll take you to the bathroom. Right?
Okay. I don't.
Nah.
Wow.
Wow
is right.
After the interrogation ends, they confront Reuben one last time. They show him how the evidence does not match his story, and they are sure he knows where the child is. Reuben continues denying everything, so the detectives decide to allow Lana to enter the room and speak with Reuben alone. Almost immediately, they begin whispering to each other, so the detectives can't hear what they are saying. Realizing what they are doing, the detectives come back into the room.
I've gone over with her a little bit.
You tell her everything. I mean, everything that you guys feel.
I told her that I felt like you know where he is. Reuben, I told you, I don't think you're a cold-blooded killer. I don't think you're a kidnapper. I think something happened, and you freaked out, and I think you know where he is. And I think you're the only one that can bring her any kind of peace whatsoever. But if you're not willing to do that, that's on you, man.
I'm just scared.
I understand you're scared. Sometimes we do things and we're scared to make it right, but we still gotta be men and make it right. I can't bring her peace. You're the only one that can. No. No. Come on, you're done. You're out.
Sorry for what you did this shit.
No, you should be sorry for what you did. Not for this. You should be sorry because you can finish this you can bring her son back, and you won't. You're a freaking coward, dude.
What are we still doing here?
I'm still working. You're under arrest. Okay. You ain't got nowhere to go, so sit tight. Okay, you can sit here all day long. Who do you want to talk to? You're done. You just talk to her. Okay, that's fine. But no, I'm not going to bring you one. When you go to jail, you can call one and get one. Okay?
I was still talking to him, but he didn't talk to him anymore.
The detectives make Lana leave the room, but Ruben is not done talking with her, so they allow her to come back in. As the rest of the footage plays out, it appears that all they want to do is just have a few minutes to talk with each other without anyone knowing what they are saying.
Bring her in there for what?
Bring her in here.
No, I just can't believe her behavior.
No.
If you're going to tell her where her kid's at, hold on, listen to me. If you're going to tell her where her kid's at, I'll bring her in here. If you're going to sit here and play that game, what you did a minute ago, she's not coming back in here.
Bring her in here.
Are you going to tell her where her kid's at? Hold on.
Hold on. A minute.
Listen to me. I'll do whatever you want. If you tell her that you're going to tell her where that kid's at, I'll let her come in here.
Detective.
This is the deal, okay? This is the deal. I'll let her come in here if you're going to tell her where her kid's at. We're not going to play these games.
Nobody's going to play games.
Are you going to tell her where her kid's at? Will you tell her where her kid's at? Are you going to tell her where her kid's at?
Can you please do that?
Dude, listen. You know you're under arrest.
I know I'm not
okay.
going anywhere.
It's a safety violation. Let me know. Have her come in here without me being in here. And not knowing what's going to happen. If you're going to tell her where her kid's at, I'll risk it.
Put it.
I can't do that.
I mean.
It's not how we roll. Remember, you don't know how to do investigations.
Come in here and let me talk to her, though. Can she come over here and actually talk to me? Please.
If you tell her where that kid's at, absolutely.
Can she please?
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. When she leaves out of here, will she know where to go find that kid?
What do you mean?
Well, if I let her come in here.
Let her come
in. Hold on. Answer my question. Why don't you hear me what I said? I heard what you said.
I understand.
If I let her leave the door, if I let her come in and then leave, will she know where her kid's at?
Let her come in here and talk to me.
Answer my question.
Let her come in here and talk to me.
You know what? Fine.
Man, I want him back. I want him back. I don't care what I have to do. I want my kid back. Plain and fucking simple. I'm not allowed to touch you. They're standing right there watching. I'm not allowed to fucking touch you. Pretty. Me and you. It's me and you. Fuck these people. Fuck everyone else. Where's my kid? If you had to guess. Where would you say? Where would you go look right now? If me and you were on foot, where would you go? Well, that's the only thing that I can think of. I don't know. I'm not done talking to him yet.
We're done.
I'm not. Obviously, no offense, but you guys ain't giving me no answers. This is the person y'all say got some. I'm not leaving until he gives me a fucking answer. I want to know where my fucking kid is.
I want to know, but just tell me 10 minutes. Just give me 10 minutes. Give me the 10 minutes.
It's not even funny.
It's not funny? Yeah, it's not funny. See, this is a joke to him.
It's not funny. You're sitting there coming here like,
let's go.
Kind of like smiling.
No, not yet.
You're going to go or he's going to go, one or the other. So I'll walk him out or I'm going to walk you out. But one of you is going to leave. I'd rather you walk out. Come with me. He obviously don't want to tell you. I'll guarantee you. I'll look at you.
Just give me a direction.
And tell you on everybody's life in here, including my own, my kids, whatever. You know where that boy is at. I'll bet you $1 million or whatever you want. I'll lay it out right here. You tell me. You know where he's at. You're lying to her, you're scared or whatever, you know what happened. We're done with this. She's out of here. You had a chance to tell her in your own words what happened or what is. Now you're just going to let her go. This is the only thing right here that's going to support you through this whole transition. Okay, this is a transition. This is a day in your life that is changing you forever. Both of you. Okay?
Nasty as it sounds, whatever, if there is something that you up with, made mistakes, whatever, I'm the only fucking person that can push that. I'm the only person that can push that to do whatever to you, Ruben. Just let me know something and I don't give a fuck about the rest of it. Just my kid. That's it. Just my kid.
What's his name? What? Little kid? That's who he is? Let's name him, okay? He's not your fucking kid. He's your son.
Yeah, he is. I just want him back, Ruben. I want to know if my kid is fine. I want him in my arms, whether he not be fine or he not. I just want to hold my son. That's it.
Ruben, you can take us where he's at.
There ain't nowhere where we can have, like, privacy where maybe he'd be more comfortable to tell me.
No, because...
And then I can tell because
this is for everybody's protection. I don't want nobody to say that I did anything to you, I did anything to him, or he did anything to me.
You can't turn the mics off for him to talk to me.
It's all protection because it's backup systems. It's backup systems. Because if the cameras fail, you got audio. If the audio fails, you got the cameras. I mean, so it's our policy. I can give you privacy, and that's pushing the limits at that point. I'll give you privacy as far as me leaving, but you know the reality of it is. Okay? Or I'll leave you alone, but you won't be alone.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I asked you.
But, I mean, I'm concerned. I'm not let you alone a minute ago.
Just trying to put out a comfort level to where... I'm just trying to get an answer.
I know. We'll make this as...
Whoever gives it to me, you know, then that's who gives it to me, and that's going to be the person that I hold a fucking candle to, is whoever brings me my child.
The interview would come to an end, and still, the police were not any closer to finding the missing child. Lana would be arrested and charged with child neglect and lying to the police. Prosecution offered her a plea deal if she testified against Ruben. But that became unnecessary because Ruben would show the police where they could find the body of the missing child. Ruben claimed that while he and Lana were in their bedroom, they had left the child alone to take a bath. He also claimed that Lana knew what had happened before she had gone to work. Ruben received 20 years for his part in the crime, and Lana only received 5 because they did not have enough evidence to charge her with manslaughter. On top of the 5-year sentence, Lana would also receive 7 years for drug charges. Detectives would find out later that Lana lied to Ruben, telling him she was pregnant with their child. They believe this could have been a way to get Ruben to take the blame, because he would have wanted his child to be raised by its mother. What are your thoughts on this case? Was Lana involved the entire time, or was Ruben just careless with her child?